When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
لقد عظم مصابي بك فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Bi abi anta wa ummi, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Laqad azuma musabi bik. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. Fas'alullaha alladhi akrama maqamak wa akramani bik an yarzuqani talab tharika ma'a imamin mansur min ahli bayti Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Therefore, I ask Allah, who venerated your station and honored me through you, to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down His mercy on him and his progeny. Up to now, we have established what a great reward would be for weeping for Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the tragic event of Karbala out of understanding, out of recognition of Imam Hussein, and out of knowledge for his lifestyle and the aims he pursued in the life. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, من ذكر الحسين عليه السلام عنده فخرج من عينيه من الدموع مقتار جناح ذباب. And in whosoever's presence Hussein alayhi salam is mentioned, and tears roll down from his eyes the size of the wing of gnat, كان ثوابه على الله عز وجل ولم يرض له بدون الجنة. His reward will be with Allah, the invincible and the majestic, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala would not be pleased to give him less than the heaven. So this is how much weeping for Imam Hussein alayhi salam is praiseworthy. Martyr Mutahhari, explaining the link between weeping for Imam Hussein alayhi salam and attaining lofty stations as a result, says that if a tear that we shed for Imam Hussein alayhi salam should signify a harmony between our souls and his spirit, this represents a brief flight that our spirit makes along with Imam Hussein alayhi salam's spirit. Should it create within us a little glow of this valor of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, a particle of his free nature, a particle of his faith, his piety, such a tear has an infinite value. They have said that it has the worth an entire world, even if it is small as the wing of a gnat. So, that is not a tear shed for pointless death, But that tear is for the greatness of Hussein and his great spirit, a tear that signifies harmony with Hussein ibn Ali and of the movement in his steps. So such a tear has an incalculable worth, even if it is as small as gnat's wing.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So dear listeners, we have now understood how great and abundant the reward is for even a single tear for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The point is that we should try to develop a deep love for Imam Hussein. We should try to perpetually pray to Allah for this understanding, this incident. The stronger our love, the more tangible our expression, the more real we will express saying, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ. My affliction due to what happened to you is immense. Those who have understood the reality of Hussein, those who struggle throughout their lifetimes to unite with Imam Hussein, they are the ones who would naturally be overcome with grief and this feeling when they hear the calamity of Hussein. And as we said, sometimes they do not even need to understand, to be read to them, to be recited to them this incident, this affliction. Only upon hearing the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, their tears start to rain. One of the great achievements of a believer in this world is to come to a travel in which he has, to a certain extent, united with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So if a believer struggles to remove the taints of the sins that has actually accumulated and clears off the dust gathered over his innate disposition, he would naturally feel an intense attraction towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is the kind of warmth for Imam Hussein alayhi salam that is unique. Inna li qatli al-Hussein hararatan fi qulub al-mu'minin la tabradu abada. Indeed, due to Hussein's martyrdom, there is a heat in the heats of the believers that will never cool. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين